In tight formation, the three planes cut straight through the pursuing Tolneps. An explosion! A second gout of hot blue flame. And a third. There was only one Tolnep racing out of the smoke. Johnny turned up to intercept the six coming down. They grew larger and larger in his sights. He centered on the nose of the leader. His thumb hit the firing trip as he wildly swung sideways, sweeping his awesome firepower into the Tolnep's tight formation. His view screen flared out with the explosions ahead. A slight thump as a broken piece of a Tolnep plane touched his wing. Johnny flipped around as they went by him. He sighted in on the tail of the last ship. He hit the trip of the blast cannon. He was skidding so wildly from his turn that he missed. Four Tolneps left to go. He flashed ahead of them and spun about. He was almost head-on with the Tolnep, now leading. An instant before they would have collided. Johnny's shots stuffed the Tolnep's own fire up his cannon barrels. The ship exploded. Three Tolneps left. They looped and came on, firing in formation. The air about Johnny was slashed. The Mark 32 took a hit in the windscreen. Half of it went black. Johnny's guns were going. One Tolnep. Two Tolneps. The last one tried to make a run for it, shooting back into the heights. Johnny steadied his battle plane. He threw the firing sets onto flame and maximum range. He sent searching needles straight up. The Tolnep shattered into a ragged ball of fire. Where was Glenn Cannon? There he was, racing down to the mine site, almost there. He had a Tolnep right on his tail. Stormalong and his other two ships were slashing down on the Tolnep. The guard opened the atmosphere armor curtain, and Glenn Cannon flashed through. He was safe. A scythe of fire hit the Tolnep as Stormalong and the other two pilots let drive from extreme range. The guard got the atmosphere curtain on. The Tolnep hit it and slammed through. The air had not had time to reionize enough. The Tolnep ship exploded in a ball of flame in the scramble area, narrowly missing Glenn Cannon's ship as it landed. Johnny and Stormalong scanned the skies for more enemy. There was none. Some smoke palls rose in the distance where enemy ships had disintegrated. The guard opened the atmosphere curtain. A firefighting crew was there now, spraying the burning wreckage of the Tolnep ship. Johnny, Stormalong, and the other two landed.